Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Well, who are you?
Let's start with that.
Okay. I'm Sandy. I'm calling in because I met this guy online and I haven't, you know, been able to get a hold of him after the first date. Like, we texted, talked online on the phone for a couple of weeks before we decided to meet up. You know, we went to Tootie's for a couple of drinks and it was a really good time. I thought he was really funny and like super attractive, but he hasn't been texting me back. So I wanted to call you guys and see if we could figure that out.
She sounds a little hesitant.
A little bit.
Like you've never called a radio station before, have you, Sandy?
No.
Oh, we got to help her.
I know. She sounds so sweet, doesn't she?
I think so. She went to Tootie's.
Yeah, right by Wright State, right? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Let's help her out. Did we get his name, by the way?
What is his name, girl?
Oh, his name is Rich. Sorry, I should have said that.
That's okay. We'll take it from here.
Hey, give us about 10 minutes and we'll give Rich a call.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Sandy, you guys said you went to Tootie's right there by Wright State. You know you were drinking there, so what's your drink of choice?
Oh, I gotta say, I love a gin and tonic.
Sophistication!
Oh, thank you, Al.
Woo, go girl.
All right, we're gonna give him a call, so be real quiet, okay, Sandy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aw.
Hello?
Hello, is this Rich?
Who's calling?
Well, is this Rich? Let's figure that out first,
don't be
please.
Rude.
Well, I want to make sure we're talking
you
to
you were.
I want to make sure we're talking to the right guy.
What's going on here?
Is this Rich for sure?
Yes, my name is Rich.
Okay, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
Well, we do this thing on our radio show called Second Date Update. Two people go on one date, and for some reason, they can't seem to hook up to go on date number two, and Woody and I help out.
First off, I really enjoy listening to you two, and I'm almost afraid to ask, which person that I've dated recently are you calling about?
Couple of dates recently. Good,
yeah,
good for you, Rich.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
The one where you went to Tootie's.
Sandy?
Yeah.
That's her. You know how this works then if you listen, so what happened?
Yeah. Well, she's really good looking, and we had some stuff in common. But there was this thing she kept doing after a couple drinks. You know how, like, we all get a little more comfortable after we have a couple in us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she said she was drinking gin and tonic, so she was very comfortable.
So, well, it doesn't take many of them. That's anyway, she asked me if I wanted to see a trick that her friend thinks hilarious. And I'm thinking, okay, this might be fun, sure.
Was it legal?
Turns out it was.
Okay.
You just never know. But apparently she's missing four teeth in the front. There's a story in there, I'm sure. But look, that part didn't bother me that she had the false teeth. What was weird was...
Well, hold on. How did you know she... Did she tell you?
Yeah, how did that come about?
She pulled them out, you know? It didn't bother me. I was actually intrigued to know what the hell happened to lost those teeth. But anyway, she did it for the rest of the day. She kept flipping them around a little bit, and that was weird enough. But then she wedged French fries in there and started talking about my walrus teeth. My walrus teeth.
Her and what? T-E-E-F?
She had the French fries stuck in there, but, you know, like walrus teeth.
Are you saying teeth?
Teeth with a T-H.
Oh, okay. I thought you said teeth. Okay.
But they're like French fries stuck in there.
Got it.
You know, like you might do if you were three.
So that was her trick that all her friends thought was so funny?
Huh?
Well, the whole flipping of the teeth, you know, the false teeth really was like her trick, I guess. And it was fine. That, like I said, that didn't bother me. But I don't know. The whole thing was just kind of freaky. And I don't really want to I'm really regretting being in this situation on your show. But I really don't want a second date.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, Woody. Do you?
She's flipping. Did she like take him out and flip him with her hand? What's she doing? You said flipping.
He said with her
teeth.
Tongue. Like flipped him around.
I missed that part.
Which I was thinking about, and I thought, no. You're going to first date. You know, you just want to. You know, eventually you'll find out what happened. Don't be pushing about. You know what happened to your teeth and. Why do you think it's okay to do that? I don't know. I didn't want to go there as our first date, and I kind of liked her. That's what I'm saying, is I liked her. You know, think about it this way. When you're with somebody and it feels good and you're hanging out, eventually you get comfortable enough to, can I say fart?
Yeah. Yeah, you
but
can.
This might be a little bit more than that, but even then it's not a deal breaker. It's just the way that she immediately felt comfortable enough to do it. And I guess that's part of what was...
Must have been the French fries.
That sounds like a credit to you, though, that you made her feel that comfortable.
Well, or she was drunk. I mean...
That too.
Well, I didn't think it was going to make you that uncomfortable. Jeez.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that's Sandy.
You make me sound like I'm gross or something. Usually everybody laughs and thinks it's hilarious.
Were you listening? Because, like I said, maybe if it was on the fifth date, it might have been different, or after we were going out for a while. But it's the first time we hung out, and it just felt weird to me.
Well, from past experience, you got to tell people early on that you have false teeth, because what if we were making out later and you found
Gross.
Out about my teeth? You would have been real freaked out.
Well, I mean, telling them's one thing, but I guess the whole flipping them up and down with the tongue is what grossed them out.
That's kind
Sandy.
Of impressive, though.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, you know?
I was intrigued.
I mean, I had a couple gin and tonics in me, I'm not going to lie. Maybe the walrus bit wasn't my best bit, but honestly, come on, it's pretty funny.
You're laughing now.
Yeah.
You're laughing
you think
now,
it's
Rich.
Funny, Rich. Come on.
Oh, God. Are we meeting at Tootie's later?
Well, I mean, I guess this is where we could come in and help you out with that. I mean, Rich, you said you really liked her. It's just this one thing grossed you out, and now you're laughing. So we can set him up with a second date, can't we, Nancy?
Yeah, you can go to Tootie's or somewhere else and keep your teeth in your mouth. But you both got to say yes.
Not. Well, I mean, if it freaked him out that badly, you're going to have to deal with my teeth for a long time if we date. Like, it's kind of a big deal.
So she's going to do this over and over again, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting there, Rich.
All right. You know what? Let's just move on then. No second date then. Let's not worry about it. All right. No hard feelings.
Sure. Yeah. Fine. That's fine. You can't handle the teeth.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.